It is my belief that we need absolute new leadership on the county board. We have witnessed crisis making rather than crisis management.
What do you think the board has been doing specifically to create crises? Which crises are you referring to?
I'm speaking about the fact the discord and the ugly nature of the discussions on the board and outside the board particularly. We're making a public spectacle of the governance of the organization of the county board. And I believe that this is detrimental to the health of Nanuvik County because it's dividing our citizens into camps when at a time we should be collaborating with each other and bringing them together for all of our futures, not just a select few. I joined the Cape Fear Community College Board of Trustees shortly after the situation that arose with the former president of the Cape Fear Community College.
Ted Spring.
Yes. And what I have witnessed over the years, part and parcel, is the good people are trying to do the right things, but occasionally good people choose to do things for their own either vendetta or vindictiveness or just dislike or, in some cases, hatred for other people. I believe we need to improve our public safety throughout New Hanover County.
Are you talking about increased funding for law enforcement, or are there other initiatives that you'd, specific things that you'd like to see?
I think the first step would be to get the law enforcement agencies together and find out what their risks are involved in enforcing the laws that are on the books. We have numerous laws that could be enforced better, but they may not have the resources. They may not have the training.
What is your position on the special use permit? Do you think that is an obstacle to economic development in the county, or do you think that it's something we need to have in place?
I think special use permits, depending upon the industry, has a prominent part to play because we, as we all know, live in a very beautiful area, and it's a coastal scenic environment. Many people come here not because of the industry, but because of our environment. So we have to be mindful of that. There are three things that we should do, and I talked about public safety. Public safety and our stewardship of our county run hand in hand because they mean we protect the people, we protect the environment. We give them food, shelter, and water. Those are the three key elements that we need to pay attention to. And special use permits may or may not be necessary for certain industries. For other industries, we need to protect our housing, our shelter, we need to protect our water, and we need to protect our food. We need new business in the area, but we need the right business.
What are the right businesses, in your view?
The right businesses are a mix. We have to have some large businesses like the GEs, like the Cornings, like these size industry people to come in and put plants here. However, we also need to be smart with these people. We have to realize that if they use our resources, if they use our water, our land, our infrastructures, they must be responsible stewards of those features as well.
John Babb, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much for having me today. I've enjoyed it, and I wish your viewers the very best of luck in the future. And I would just say to all your viewers, please remember, it is your county and your future.